for the new order must be comprised of multiple standards, shifting, open-ended, dynamically transforming, so as to engender ways of thinking and living that privilege no one set of cultural differences over another but affirm virtue in all. Source: Introduction to Standards V5 and 1 by Marlon Riggs, posted at colorado.edu. This address of Marlon Riggs here has been refined and expanded in my community peace building address #06 to National Scope Points of View. I take and place that statement as it is cited there and quoted here into this conversation thread, for this is truly reinforced time and time again. This is an absolute moral truth in our active participation or distraction of responsibilities that we honor or dishonor onto ourselves. That onto the masses these abuses, if left unearthed, unnoticed, unaddressed, unabsolved, will only go to the injustices that ultimately all in society will suffer the casualties for not doing the right justice actions now today that is being called upon us and actually have been called upon us for a few generations now. 1. Eulogy of Robert F. Kennedy of June 1968, Audio MP3, through 2. Marlon Riggs' Introduction to Standards V5N1, Audio Point 1, Audio Point 2, Audio Conclusive Importance, Audio Accreditation through Current Era Date by 3. Pope Francis Address to Congress September 2015, Audio MP3, and now 4. President Barack Obama Most Recent of Sunday July 10, 2016 to Listen to One Another, and 5. Hillary Clinton calls for a change in the indifference called upon our communities to access the full and complete community address with spoken voice text narrative interface presentation at 37-minute audio playtime. Link to http://community.gruwip.net/06/. Failing of these clauses of concerns here addressed to you now is a failure to think straight and proper and sound insanity-based ideas that persevere our everlasting peace. How really awful to make this a documentation of record, a stated status of standing present as a known pretense here. This is abnormal and you too know it too. Thank you for reading. So how can this too be also mistaken but for the intention of resolve to best outcomes is my very nature made my motivation to generate this email today, Saturday, October 22, 2016, 3:22 p.m. It can't and shall not be done upon this relationship worthiness. I guarantee this is not outside of personal care consequences that will indeed be placed. For if it is of a failure of missed opportunity that would be innocent, but a failure here defined by me would be in fact a great success defined by you. That is unwise of my cause would be a great success defined by you, and that is unwise discourse of conflict to continue for sure. Can we find a regaining of our dignity together here in this challenge made to you now? And let us work to pave the roadways of the life path we each are walking to the same color or color compatibility shade matching, so they blend beautifully together in harmony. For that is the visions I want to maintain and blend in peacefully. If this cannot be done this way wiser, we are left in color contrasting shades upon this is the ugly state of affairs that actually has been present to the root of all things chaos has been documented here. There has been a noticeable like an over-the-cliff drop marking reduction of observance to the occurrences of harassment received and other various negative attitudes against me. This change only basically since our meeting at Pillar Properties. Prior to that, this was an ever-present unbreakable force chaos placed here made to look like it was coming from outside community involvements for months and months and months, never ending.